Hey, it's time to talk with Jimmy Carter and get the real nitty-gritty for Music City. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. On the eve of the CMA show, the biggest night in country music, or that's their words, election celebrations are on the minds of Morgan Wallen, Chase Rice, Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line. Morgan Wallen says he sees all these people out there in the streets, and he wants to book concerts again. He said the hypocrisy is unreal. And watching folks gather in front of the White House, and I have a family, a band, a crew that needs to be provided for. If it's okay to street party with no social distancing, then we can do shows. Chase Rice agreed, said it was cool to see people, thousands gathered. Now we can do concerts. Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line said, I knew that this would all happen as soon as we got past the election. Time to get back to work, America. Book ASAP. Well, as soon as he said that, his partner got the cooties and had to be kicked off the CMA show. Tyler Hubbard is in the backyard. He's on a bus in the backyard hanging out. So that's what he's doing. Of course, Lee Bryce is having to stay home too. He either has it or doesn't, but either way, he tested positive. So the huge spectacle that is normally the CMA will be some kind of convention center-looking thing with tables where one star sits at each table. 40% of all the CMA performances will be pre-recorded. They won't say which ones are which. They don't want to tell you. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Whiskey Glasses, that song is the song of the year from the BMI. BMI, one of the three agencies that collect all the money, and that's how the songwriters get paid. They get paid by BMI. Ross Copperman, he is the songwriter of the year, fourth time he's had that. Ashley Gorey is the songwriter of the year at ASCAP. He had seven number ones. One Man Band from Old Dominion is the ASCAP Country Music Song of the Year. They probably win the Group of the Year at the CMA Awards, and Dan and Shay win the Duo of the Year. They're certainly, you know, picking Justin the Beeb Bieber to be on the show is getting them a lot of attention on ABC. All the promos say, Darius and Reba, welcome with a special performance by Justin Bieber with Dan and Shay. So the Beeb is the big plug to get you to watch the show if you're out there in America. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Garth Brooks, I listened to the new album, but I don't know if I can talk about it yet. Now I got to write him back and say, was I supposed to be able to talk about this? Because there's some spoilers on there, and I don't want to do that. And Bill Maher, that sometimes obnoxious host, comedian on HBO, he does have a new nickname for Gwen and Blake.
What is
you
it?
You ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rodeo and Juliet.
Ah, I love it.
That's perfect.
There you go. Rodeo and Juliet.
I like it.
That's great.
All right, that's it for our Tuesday. COVID breaking out, you know, talking about wanting to go do stuff. SEC, Southeastern Conference, Arkansas's coach has tested positive. Auburn, Mississippi State game postponed. LSU's battling COVID inside. The Alabama-LSU game this weekend is in jeopardy. So either they're being mighty careful or we got a bigger problem, and it probably is both.
Right. Yeah.
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 All right. Well, thank you very much. You stay safe, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.